honor roll, sliders, and read the instructions. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. To say Riley Zimmer at Unionville Sebowing is on a roll is an understatement. She's not only an honor roll student academically, but on a roll athletically by being All-State in volleyball and softball and All-Conference in both of those sports, plus basketball. She played in every set of the Patriots' run to the MHSAA Girls Volleyball Finals during the 2018 season and will focus on that sport as she moves on to college at Saginaw Valley. In softball, she's helped the always strong USA contingent to a championship and a semifinal berth in her career. And in basketball, she averaged a double-double in points and rebounds last year as the Patriots went undefeated in league play.
I've just always played three sports. Volleyball's actually the one I haven't played my whole life. Basketball practice, my grandpa was a basketball coach, so I'd go to practices with him, with the boys, and I'd always play with him. And softball, everyone at USA starts young, so I started when I was in like kindergarten playing softball. So I don't have time to give those sports up. And even though I love volleyball, I still have a passion for the other two sports too.
You can read more about Riley Zimmer on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature looks into the fine art of officiating with Brent Rice.
Today in our series about misunderstood high school sports rules, we're going to take up the topic of sliding. In baseball and softball, a runner will slide to get to a base. In soccer, a slide can separate an offensive player from the ball. And in football, a player slides to give himself up when running the ball. Everyone applauds a good play. But in basketball, a slide usually gets everyone in the stands and on the sidelines up, screaming for a traveling call. And they're wrong. A player sliding on the floor after gaining control of the ball is not called for traveling unless they roll over or attempt to get up without dribbling. A player on their stomach may pass, shoot, start a dribble, or request a timeout. If on their back, a player may also sit up without violating the rules.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. Over the holidays, I wanted to resurrect a couple of old MHSAA perspective pieces of years past and condense them for this show to reflect on. I have a common fault. In a society where we expect everything to be plug and play, I don't always read the instructions. I have been trying with all things electronic in my life, my handheld device, even my camera, which folks think I'm so good with, to really learn what they're all about. And as we wrap up one calendar year and look forward to a new slate, it's a good time to pause and reflect on what high school sports are all about and let that guide our journey going forward. Okay, so what's in the instruction manual for school sports? They all say that the purpose of school sports is to assist in the development of young people, to be a part of their educational experience, to get them ready for the next level of life. The reality, unfortunately, is different. Just like when you lift a gadget out of the box without reading the instructions, figuring you can hack your way through getting it to work. The more we avoid reading the instructions, the more we get stuck in the muck and the mire of the other byproducts of interscholastic athletic competition, the things that lag far behind in importance to the education of our young people, the further we get away from what we're really all about. We are our own worst enemy when we cut kids, when we put winning above all else, and talk about kids playing at the next level. When we think that a $5 ticket to what is supposed to be an event held in a classroom gives us the right to rail on officials. What kind of an educational experience is that? Certainly not the one described in the instructions. But remember, a lot of us don't read the instructions to how things really work and what the real outcomes are supposed to be. So take a few minutes to read the instructions for high school sports. Learn how these programs educate young people and learn what school sports really are and what they really aren't. And the nicest thing about an instruction manual is that you can always go back to it and refer to it when you need to be reminded about how things are supposed to work. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.